Blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? If I fall out, I'll be back barely, so that's going to happen a few times here. Ready? If you can, please kneel and we are ready. And please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us this holy Saturday. And please bless this church as we gather during this time, that your truth is uplifted and that God is glorified during this testimony Sabbath. And please maintain a stable connection to our internet, at least until our services can be over. And please help us so that we can all be strengthened. Because we come for you to learn of you and to hear your truth. And so we ask that you please maintain the connection and allow not to be separated by the attacks of the enemy. We lift up this prayer, Father, and all that are in the minds and hearts of your people, praying for bridled tongues and for bridled hearts. And that we can freely testify. And it is with the help of your Holy Spirit that we pray for all of these things. And in Jesus' mighty and precious name that we pray. Amen. Amen. All righty. Good. Can see the text popping up in the room. Good, good, good. Then I am heard at the moment. Praise the Lord. Or at least praise the Lord that we are still able to have service now, despite the fact that there is some windstorm kind of stuff going on. But I will start with my process. But first I want to praise the Lord for blessing us, of course, praise his name for blessing us all with our salvation, and for continuing to open up his word unto us and giving us an understanding in the things that he would have us to understand in his word. I also want to praise the Lord for continually providing new avenues and new ways for us to get the truth forward that can, you know, that he presents us constantly with ideas so that the truth can go forward in the multitude of platforms and the multitude of ways, because we do have all these tools we can use, you know, that the world may use some of these things for glorification and for the lifting up of self. The Lord allows those kinds of things, and, you know, he can use his people to present the truth, whatever platforms they may be. But yeah, Lord, that the truth is able to go forward that, in that way. Okay, now, of course, if you have prayers, I should have said this earlier. If you guys have phrases, you can put them in the text chat, and then I think perhaps Mindy will be able to read them for you guys. If not, then someone else will. But I have something here from Sister Vera, and she says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise the Lord for how quickly that he has answered our prayers and healed my son the next day after we prayed for him, the night he got sick. And she says, also, I want to praise Jesus for all the witnessing opportunities that I got this past month and how I was able to sow many seeds of truth and health reform with a Muslim dietitian. Please pray that he would be moved to search out the truth of Christ and see health reform truth and give up the belief that caffeine is okay and become a great testimony for Christ in these times. And that Christ will send others to water the seeds that I planted. Amen. Praise the Lord for the truth in regards to health reform. Because I also want to praise the Lord that the topic has been coming up more lately, and the Lord is pressing upon his people to be sure that we are sticking to the principles of health reform. So this week, I was blessed to, you know, actually be able to go outside and do some running. And even one of the days when I wasn't able to run, I was able to do some exercise indoors. It's helpful for the flowing of the blood and for the brain being able to think clearly in regards to, you know, the understanding of truth, like what we studied last week. But okay, I will ask, are there any, because I can't see if anybody has hands, who wants to share praises? Because that would be it on my end. Give me one moment.
I have some praises, but it won't let me raise my hand.
Okay, sorry about that.
Did you hear me?
Wait. Did I just hear a voice?
Yes, Sean. It's me. I guess the mic wasn't on all the way. I have some phrases I can share that people have sent me, but it, for some reason, Turbo won't let me raise my hand. I don't understand that.
That's okay. You can go ahead.
Okay. Right. This first one comes from Brother Therian. Oop, I got one here from PM here. Oh, okay. Thank you, Brother Eli. And first of all, I want to know. Arthur, there's nothing I could do about, you know, how the global tab disappears, but did you get back in? Because I want to praise God that we were able to figure out this issue last night with the chat room. A lot of people had to come in using a different name, like an anonymous name. And but there was an issue on the server, and, you know, I was able to fix it quickly. But I guess he stepped away. Maybe he can't hear me. Oh, somebody else. Oh, okay, yeah, he had to use a different name. Okay. All right, thanks, Arthur. Sorry about that, everybody. All right. Yeah, because still some people are having issues getting in here, but I want to praise the Lord that WTPR is a lot more stable. I mean, you were a little choppy there at the start, Sean, but then it cleared up real good. And because we're only pulling 32 kilobits per second for each person. So the overwhelming, well, everybody that usually goes to the streams are in WTPR, and it's stable. It's not even going, it's barely going over 7 meg. And with the upload, so we're good there. All right. And so, but yeah, the storms here are pretty intense. As a matter of fact, we just lost a tree that I have the bird, I have some bird houses on it and a squirrel feeder on it to keep them out of the seeds, but it's useless. They go to the seeds and the feeder. But I want to praise the Lord the way he had the tree fall. It fell and just laid down real nice with all the other branches standing straight up. It's one of those purple trees with the purple leaves, really pretty. Especially when they first start blooming, the leaves, and they're bright purple or whatever. But it laid down right next to all the feeders, didn't knock any of them down, because that would have been a mess, but then the animals would have cleaned it up within a day or two anyway. They'll just eat everything. But I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. But anyway, this first praise I got from Brother Therian says, before I became a Sabbath keeper, I too was a believer of futurism. But because I drive truck over the road, I wasn't a member of any particular denomination. However, I did read the Holy Scripture to have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. After the Holy Spirit led me to your YouTube channel several years ago, I have been attending ever since. When the Lord showed me what day the true Sabbath was, I immediately believed. You know, that's I got to stop here because that's what happened to Fran and I. We had been studying. We exposed the Antichrist. We had been exposing Antichrist 10 years now. We are living in a small town, you know, about 2.5-3 hours from Chicago. We finally moved. And then after about 6 months of being there, we had a home church and stuff, Sunday keeping, the whole nine yards. And people were, not many people were coming, but few. And then, but one day I was in study, and because I had been thinking about the Sabbath and the law of God, and it, you know, it kind of hit me, and I came across that sermon by Joe Cruz in regards, it was called Hidden Eyes, Closed Ears, and then it floored me, and then I shared it with Fran, and it floored her, so immediately we believed the very same day, started keeping the Sabbath. So the next week we didn't have Sunday keeping church, we had Sabbath keeping church, but then no one ever started coming back. You know, it was just us and the family. But that's par for the course in today's world. But it's amazing how when the heart of a Christian is affected by the Lord like that, and how he, you know, Brother Therian here was blessed so quickly like that. Like most of us in this church, I believe, has the same thing happened. Anyway, he goes on to say that I had no doubt at all, you know, about the Sabbath, none whatsoever. God said, I believe it, that settles it. Yeah, you can tell he must be listening on WTPR, either that or he's in the chat, I don't know. He says, but back to your question about the latter rain, I don't have scripture to back up my reason. Oh, that's right. He was asking questions, and I emailed him back, and he came back with this, and I asked him if I can share it. But he says, but here it is. The SDR, this is his reasoning in regards to the latter rain, how he looks at it. He goes, the SDR people and all the Sabbath day keepers around the world have what I believe, if they read their Bible on a daily basis, in a word, clarity. They have clarity, is what he's saying. I'll give you an example. When I became a Sabbath keeper, the Holy Spirit caught me up to speed on where I need to be in my walk with Christ in a very short time. And so that's the way he looks at us, and I would think that's the way all of us look at each other and stuff like that. You have clarity. We have eyes to see. And that's why it says in the Scriptures, you know, the natural man cannot see the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. Their foolishness onto him. And we got to figure out a way to somehow, and I know during the loud cry, the Lord's going to give us better words to share with these people, and they're going to come out of Babylon, even the atheists, because we've already seen 3 atheists join our number because the truth we present is crystal clear. We don't gild a lily. We don't, you know, give our own opinions about the Bible. We let it speak for itself. So, finishing his little his email here, he says, almost every thought I have is a biblical thought. When you read the Bible, you get wisdom from the throne, not from the earth. As I say, it's better to get knowledge vertically than horizontally, so to speak. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, Amen. And this next one here is from Brother Ted and Sister Daniela. Yeah, Daniela. It says, Sabbath, hi, Pastor Nick and Sabbath Blessings Church family. They said, though there are many unspokens in our lives, this testimony stands out, and we pray that those who are in need may look upon it. As we all know, each day brings troubles of its own. I received a letter from the HM, whatever that means, Revenue and Customs, and stating that my taxes for the previous year have been miscalculated by them, and I now owe them a rather large amount of money that has not been budgeted for expenditures this year. The natural response would be to become worried and fretful, but we took it to the Lord in prayer. And just this week, I received an email and phone call from a company that specializes in custom sourcing subject matter experts for short-term consulting projects. Well, I have been vetted for the project, which will more than compensate for the tax bill. Praise God. And then he says, he quotes Psalms 55:22 that says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Amen. Praise the Lord, he says. And again, that's Brother Ted, Sister Daniela. Right. And then Sister Hannah sent me one, and this is the last one I have. I have some of my own, I think. I got to look through my praise list if they're not private, because I'm always putting stuff in there. And so let me read this one. It's a little long, but that's okay. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to make an announcement in regards to somebody that's been emailing me, and I've been emailing you back. I hope you're listening, please. You're not getting my emails. Please check your spam folder. Anybody that's got Gmail, oh, not everybody, but many people don't get my emails from Gmail. And I have got a Google page on the website explaining why, because they've been attacking me for years. And then when they bought YouTube, they made things worse. So, but anyway, whoever uses the title in their email address of SDA Country Living Last Days Revelation 1-22, and your email, the front part of it, I'm not going to say the email now because I already said he's got a Gmail account. But if you use the title in your email, like your name, instead of it coming up with your actual, because you don't even sign it. I don't know who you are. And I've been asking you repeatedly. This has been going on for about a year. And please look in your spam folder, or please email me from a different email account so we can have a back and forth, because you're not getting my emails. Obviously, because I've asked you multiple questions, and I'm not getting any response whatsoever. So, again, SDA Country Living. Yeah, I think that's it. I think the Last Days Revelation 1-22 was just the topic of the email you sent. But, yeah, if you have the title SDA Country Living is your email name, contact me or email me from something other than Nice. We have quite a few mics in the turbo, so somebody that sends praises like this on a regular basis, that would be nice if you actually got on the mic. But we'd have to invite you into Turbo to get the mic, to activate the mic. And I can always get it up to 50 mics or 100 mics, you know. I just got to, you know, call those guys and let them know. So anyway, she goes on. She says, I have so much that I would love to share, but it seems the Lord wants me to share about how the Lord recently provided Austin and I with a new place to live. Okay, let me scroll up. She says, there are so many details that glorify our God, but I will try my best to share with clarity through text. She says, praise the Lord. Before we even found out we had to move, the Lord prepared both Brother Austin and I's hearts in prayer. Brother and sister, for those of you that don't know, they're brother and sister. After we moved out, and while we were looking for a place, we moved into our parents' place, who weren't living there at the time. So praise the Lord for a roof over our heads as we waited. Sabbath, 2 weeks ago, it was placed in my mind that coming Monday, that coming Monday, we would find a place. So I love the way the Lord does that. So come Monday, while Austin was at work, I had time that day to look for places. I went online and made a bunch of phone calls inquiring for information, asking the Lord for guidance and help. And come noontime prayers, as I was praying, like midday prayer, I was praying the Lord kept bringing a certain house that I had seen earlier online to my mind, but I didn't reach out to the person because it seemed was a little bit out of our budget. So I went back online, and praise the Lord, I was able to find it again. I reached out, and a lady got back to me soon after and said that her husband could meet with us that evening after Austin was done at work. I texted it to Austin, and he confirmed, yeah, that seems like the Lord wants us to check it out and that it could be the place God set up for us. And keep in mind, she says, Austin and I also felt the Lord wanted us to do a six-month lease to get us through the winter rather than a year. So when we made it to the house, right when we entered in, the owner said, the only thing is that I have someone that is going to rent come May, which meant we could only have the place for 6 months. So we were walking around looking at the place, and I was so excited, and we were both praying before it seemed like this is where the Lord wanted us. But as we were asking the landlord questions, we realized the price was going to be more expensive than we thought. So we prayed in our minds while talking with the landlord and asked the Lord if it's his will for us to be here, to move the landlord's heart to lower the price. And Austin mentioned the only concern was the price to him. Praise the Lord, he dropped it $200 just as we prayed. We moved in the exact same night. Our God is so good. God bless you all. Amen. That's good. Amen and amen. And so I shall drop the mic. I guess it's all yours, Sister Mindy. I see your hand up there. I saw your mic turn on, but then it turned back off. Well, I tried again. Sorry, everybody. The wind is, causing issues. Well, I tried again, sister. Here, let me get these offlines out of here. I'll just remove them so it doesn't. All the offlines are out because it shows your name twice, and I'll just remove it. Okay, Dwayne came back, and looks like Mindy must have fallen out, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, we're having extreme. Oh, is that you? I heard somebody. Oh, I think that's Dwayne. All right, Mindy, your mic is muted. I don't know. Has anybody else got any praises? She's obviously trying to work out something here.
Okay,
you now? Yep, I can hear you now.
Oh, it wasn't letting me mute my phone. And I have a whole crazy to share and copy and pasting them all. And so let's start with Sister Denise. Blessed for another day of life and precious time with him in nature and him with my friend Jesus. Praise the Lord, sister.
Can you hear me, Sister Mindy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but extremely choppy. Very, very choppy. Oh, she just fell offline. It just shows her. Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen. So she'll be back. Looks like she already is. All right, try it again, sister. Let's see if it sounds better. Yeah, that's the dinging. It lets us know. Oh, Dwayne and Bennett fell offline, too. Oh, boy, this might be difficult. I might be the only one that's going to be able to talk stable because my server's right next to me here. So let's see if Bennett and Dwayne came back in, but their mics are still on. Okay, Dwayne just muted his. Okay, Mindy, try it again, sister. Let's see if you sound better. I am. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Nobody in the room is saying they can hear me, though.
Yeah, but they can't. Well, let's see. I got to scroll down. Can you guys hear Sister Mindy? Can you guys hear me? Because I can see it going up and down on WTBR for your voice and my voice, but
they're saying choppy for the person, yeah.
Yeah, it's still choppy, but not as bad. But yeah, ain't nobody responding in the text chat. But I know they can hear because we got 80 families that are in WTBR right now, and it's moving up and down all over the place.
Okay, am I coming across choppy, guys?
Yeah, it's pretty choppy.
It's robotic. Oh, wow. Well, should I continue?
It's up to you if you want to try. I don't see anybody responding in the text chat at all. Let me try refreshing the chat room on my end.
Answer just a little bit so you can hear me. I've got several phrases, so if you guys can't hear me.
Oh, you sound better now. You want to try it?
Yeah, I will if everyone can hear you.
Right.
This is very choppy. And then they say, I hear you a bit. I don't know. It's up to you guys if you can continue. It says, Ming only sounds choppy.
Okay, now they're all responding, and they're saying it's choppy.
I keep getting notifications. I'm offline, and then it says I'm online, so I'm having a really bad connection.
Yeah. And what Brother Joe just said, I come through clear, but everybody else is coming through extremely choppy.
Yeah.
And so maybe I should just run it from here, because everybody else, when you're coming in, you're using the upload on my server, and the upload is really affected by this wind. The download's fine, but I use upload for everybody online. But when I'm in here, I'm directly connected, and so there shouldn't be an issue. But yeah, everybody says they can hear me fine, but you're choppy. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, and I'll if you guys want to send me those phrases that you got. Let me check my email real quick and see if I got any more. Or we can just postpone it because it's really, with all the chemtrails yesterday and all the chemtrails in the middle of the night last night, send the phrases to me. Oh, you did in PM? No, you didn't. In the text chat, I didn't get it. Hope you didn't send it to somebody else. I didn't get it yet. Let me refresh the chat room here one more time, because even the chat room is kind of laggy. Okay, Curtis is asking me for. All the church's precautions. Okay. It says sent. Oh, here, let me check the thing here, the list. I got, it has to go to the bottom, Mindy. Nope. I can't come there. Okay. All right, hold on, everybody. Logged in the account. Yeah, everybody see, because some people are, when you try to log in, and I'm going to just share some praises that people are PMing me here. Fran, you want to try it again? Because, it might be what's happening is, like, as the chat room gets laggy, and when that happens, an appraise, was it, what you sent me from Jeremiah? Okay, thanks, Arthur. I'll check my email. Thank you, bro. The chemtrails, and I hate cilantro with a passion, but there is this stuff. It's a white powder that you can purchase. Fran knew about it years ago. It removes aluminum from the brain. It actually makes it exit through your hair. I can't remember the name of it, and we got to get some. All of us in this church family have to get that and just put it as part of your diet. And so it'll leach out the aluminum, because the majority of what they're spraying on the people is aluminum to mess up your memory, short-term memory. And I'm outside a lot. Fran's outside a lot because we just like being outside. But because they've been doing the chemtrails for so many years now, even though the majority of the chemtrails are affecting the cities, because when they spray the chemtrails, they do it over our house, so that by the time it reaches like Lafayette or Indianapolis, it already looks like a regular cloud, and then it just kind of wafts down. And every now and then they'll mess up the chemtrails where they sprayed them at the wrong time and it's too humid or something. We'll literally, on our land, I got pictures and everything, our land will get covered in, well, not totally covered, but there'll be all sorts of areas on the land that looks like cobwebs. And then we also will get the kind of snow that doesn't melt. You know, you hit it with a blowtorch and it just turns black. It's not snow. We get that too. It looks like little styrofoam balls. You know, they just roll around and bounce and stuff. No turbo now. What do you mean? Oh, okay, so Mindy keeps on falling out with the turbo. Well, that's okay, sister. Yeah, you keep falling in and out, so don't worry about that. Sean keeps falling in and out, and so I can take it from here. I was offline in the chat. Yeah, because the chat every now and then, it lags out, you know, because of all the stress on it, because there's, you know, a lot of people online. And that's okay. You know, the chat, you know, you just wait on it. Anyway, I'm going to read this from Brother Joe. He says, Sabbath, well, here, let me put this on. Oh, that's okay. I'll just move the mic over. He says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for trials Katie and I have been going through and the Lord's mercy on us during these times of affliction. I also want to praise the Lord for travel mercies and protection day in and day out. I praise the Lord for quick healing from sickness. Lastly, I want to praise the Lord for blessing me with another soul from work that I was able to share some prophecy and tracks with. Please keep him in prayer. His name is Gabriel. Amen. Another good name. Angelic. And then Sister Katie's praise is, she says, praise the Lord for re-listening to Brother Lawrence's Sabbath sermon, Awaking to Righteousness. I have had a really hard time getting out of bed in the mornings for a while now, and I believe the Lord was speaking to me in this sermon. I needed to hear it. I poured out my heart to the Lord that night in prayer and asked him sincerely to help me not be slothful or lazy getting up from now on. A couple of days later, I had my alarm set for a certain time, and I fell back to sleep for 15 minutes. Then I heard my name being called, and I thought I was dreaming. I jumped up quickly, and I got up. I believe it was the Lord waking me up. Amen. Praise the Lord. You might want to try that, too, on a day that you don't have to get up for work. Ask the Lord to get you up at a specific time. David did it, King David. I do it every morning, and he will get you up at that specific time. And then I do it every night, actually, because I don't get tired until late at night, and I say, Father God, I still have to get up, and so please get me up at this time. Anyway, she goes on to say that, unfortunately, this only happened once, and I still struggle in the morning, so please keep me in prayer, and we will, sister. Once I am out of bed and awake, I'm fine. It's just that initial wake-up. Perhaps the new B vitamins, I was going to say B12, B vitamins I will be supplementing with help as well. You might want to check out Dr. Schultz Superfood. Boy, I tell you, there's times during the day, like Fran and I have noticed this too, every now and then, like all of a sudden you get a drag down day, you're kind of dragging, you're kind of, you know, tired and can't kind of shake it. I just take a tablespoon and put it in some water and stir it up real good. And not too much water, because it's just a powder. I like to actually eat the powder raw, but I'll get more if I put it in water. And I drink it, and within 5-10 minutes, my energy's right back. And it's very good for you, too. It's got everything you need. Oops. All right, let me go back. I want to praise the Lord. Let's see. Yeah, well, next I want to praise the Lord for my job as a babysitter and that I am able to plant seeds with the children. This week I was cleaning up the kids' toy area, and the oldest boy, who's 2 years old, helped me with the clearing, with his cleaning set, and I thank him for helping me, and that I was happy about it. Let's see, where is this? Okay, there it is. Yeah, because when I get a PM, I have to go back. I keep getting PMs, and it's kind of hard to read when it just freezes the screen. All right, and then she says, I asked him, do you know who else is happy when you help out with chores, especially when your mommy and daddy ask you to do something? And he asked, who? I said, Jesus. He repeated, Jesus? My Jesus? I laughed and said, yes, Jesus. And he said, oh, okay. So precious are these kids, and I love every moment being with them, watching them learn and grow. I hope to do more Bible activities with them from now on. And I'll keep that in prayer too, sister, because as we all should, because the parents might get a little upset if they, you know, like if they're a different denomination or something like that. But, but those are some hefty seeds that you're planting, and they can't unhear them. And so regardless of what their parents say or do afterwards, or say if they find out and get upset with you, they can't unlearn it. They can't unhear what you shared. So praise the Lord for that. Amen and amen. And let's see. I'm not going to answer that. So anyway, let's see here. Oh, email. Okay, I hope it's all right. So now I got to check my okay, I'm going to read this anyway, because I don't think Eli sent this to me as a praise. It's more or less a revelation. Because the Seventh-day Adventist Church has declared themselves another Roman Catholic Church. Actually, their General Conference leader said it. Not Ted Wilson, but his dad, Neil C. Wilson. And I have that page on SDA apostasy called Roman SDA, where they're literally filing them on everything to the point that they send SDA tithes to the Pope. But check this out. Jeremiah, I'm going to put it in the room real quick here. Copy. And this has to do with SDA being spiritually desolate, just like the Roman Catholic Church. Check this out. Let's see if it comes in good. There it goes. Jeremiah 44, verses 21 to 23. It says, the incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings, your princes, the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them, and came it not into his hand or into his mind? So that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which ye have committed. Therefore is your land desolate. Is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without inhabitant as at this day? Because ye have burned incense and prayers, and because ye have sinned against the Lord, and ye have not obeyed, and have not obeyed the Lord, the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore, this evil is upon you as at this day. And you can see that happening in the SDA church. The majority, especially the leaders, are totally blind. You wouldn't believe some of the comments. I had to delete one today from these SDA leaders that make comments on some of my videos when I'm exposing Doug Batcher or David Gates. And they're especially blind. They can't even, the way he explained the 501c3 and stuff, it was just shocking to me. But the insults were there and all these other stuff and, you know, slurs and name calling, and so I just deleted it, because and plus it's long. I'm not going to allow, because a babe in Christ might see it, and so I pray the Lord for the ability to do that, to prevent people from affecting babes in Christ that may come to my videos, that not let them see such hateful things that are being presented by the SDA people. At the same time, I do it so that they don't look bad, because you never know, they may repent, and then it may help them. But yeah, it's bad news as to, because when you look at the SDA church and how blind they are, I can see, because I was Catholic 29 years, and I know exactly how the Catholic people act when you present errors in the church. Well, the SDA people do the exact same thing, to the point of calling me an SDA basher. And so I praise God that this church family has eyes that can see stuff like this, because we're going to go forth and we're going to do this work for the Lord in the coming days. And so, many SDAs do that, and they actually troll me and stuff, and the name calling and all that stuff. And like the guy that's been attacking me for 25 years, he just I literally have to take time out of my busy day working for the Lord to set up security and certain features on my website to stop this guy from emailing me or coming into the text chat and doing that, or going on the blog and stuff like that, because he's unrelenting. He just won't stop. And he's from Naperville, Illinois. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. And but he's staunch SDA, and it's just so sad how they do this, you know. But it's just like the Catholics treated me when we left the Catholic Church. So let me check my email real quick here. I don't know if it's just because I got headphones on or not, but I don't know if the wind has calmed down. Fran, I never got that text from you. Could you just, well, you can't email it. I didn't set your laptop up yet. Yeah, my email's coming in real slow, too. Oh, here, I found Brother Arthur's. It says, I have a praise. Last Friday, I was walking up my stairs. It was quite steep steps because of 10-foot ceilings. My cat likes to race me up the steps. I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, just as I was about to put my foot down on the next to the top step, the cat ran right under my foot. See, that's what's dangerous. That's how my aunt died. One of my aunts, one of my mom's sisters, they found her at the bottom of the steps. And I'm just assuming either she got tangled up with the cat or she had a heart attack at the top of the steps and just rolled down. But cats can be dangerous, and that's, just pray a lot. That's what I do, because I caught our cat daughters on the top step every now and then, searching for mice or something. Anyway, Brother Arthur says, I stepped down on him. When I heard him scream and I felt him under my feet or foot, I lifted up my foot quickly. Then I fell backwards down the full flight of steps, rolling and bouncing. Oh, bro. He says, when I hit the ceramic tile floor at the bottom, my shoulder hit just before my head hit, absorbing most of the impact. Praise God. I was quite physically shocked. Couldn't talk for a while. I was really scraped and banged up, bloody knees and shins, but no broken bones or other serious injuries. Praise the Lord. I praise God that he protected me in that fall. I survived what has killed many people my age. I am so grateful for his hedge of angels directing my fall. Praise the Lord, Brother Arthur. Amen, brother. Amen. That's intense. Reminds me when that wasp. I knelt down to pray one night right before going to bed. I knelt down at the edge of the bed, and I knelt down. I put my, when I raise my hands to heaven, and sometimes I'll lay my wrists on the bed, and I kind of lean forward a little bit to position myself on my knee pads. I got a pad that I kneel on, and I knelt. My left wrist smashed a wasp. I didn't know the wasp was on my bed, and it was one of those black ones, like a mud dauber. And so I lifted my hand up quickly, and I went to stand up quickly, but to get away from him. But I tripped over myself or lost my footing, and my back slammed into the door and slammed into the wall and shook the whole house. And then I landed on my butt. And that knocked me for a loop, and my shoulder hurt for a couple of days, because that's the same thing. The brunt of my fall landed with my right shoulder, and that was hard for me to raise my arm for a day or so. But then it was fine. I'm fine now. And so, yeah, I want to praise the Lord, too, for that, because that could have gone bad, real bad. And let's just see here. Oh, okay, so Sister Stephanie sent me something that she already shared with the ladies on Thursday. Ladies, study hours, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Hint, hint. All right. So I shared this with the lady, she says, Thursday, but I'd like to praise him more. She says, my son fell off the top bunk bed Wednesday night and fell on his arm. Oh, got your text that time, Fran. Okay, I got it. And fell on his arm. After about an hour of him still crying and holding it, I prayed over him. And took him to the ER to x-ray it to make sure no breaks or fractures. Well, praise the Lord, it was only very bruised. He is still favoring it, though, but he is fine. I also like to praise the Lord for the way he moves my daughter. On Thursday, we were eating lunch with my sister. We made comments about our punishment from Genesis, and she said they are fake stories. And without missing a beat, and before I could even, say anything, I guess she even says, my daughter rebuked her and told her that they were not fake. Amen. And isn't that something today? People actually think there's a lot of people that think the Bible is just written by men. You know, it's unbelievable. They put God in a box when they do that. But let me finish what she says here. She says, and she even mentioned hearing God before. And to hear a 9-year-old speak this way, so obviously with the Holy Spirit, is so amazing. Yes, sister, that's called out of the mouths of babes. It's not just adults who are babes in Christ, but literal babes. If you remember what happened in 1844, I think it was Sweden, where it was illegal for the adults to preach against or preach any sermon or theology in any way, shape, or form that was against that which is the state church. And so the Lord had children do it, where little kids would get up and start speaking with the Holy Spirit, literal, you know, in words that were understandable, not that Pentecostal fake stuff with the gibberish, but they literally would declare amazing testimonies and statements, about the, the three angels' message. And then when they were done, they would get back down and start acting like kids again. It was amazing. So I know exactly what you're seeing there, sister. And so... okay, so Sister Frances, I praise the Lord for our blessed church family coming together in one accord. Amen. It reminds me that the latter rain will be coming soon and our Lord's coming will be soon. I also praise his holy name for all God does for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord for his salvation and for all of us. Amen. And I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, because the perfect peace, like I was talking about last night, is going to get more and more and more intense. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Fran this morning about, I'm trying to figure out a way to word things to declare, to send to, people I love, children, siblings, whatever, everybody I love, that aren't prepared for what's coming. And I'm trying to word it in such a way to let them know that it's going to get scary. It's going to get very, very real Christian, the Gideon band. But, praise the Lord. What was that? Somebody just pop in. But, there's something else I wanted to praise the Lord for in regards. And I did this last night. I think I did it last night in regards to, whoever's holy is holy, whoever's righteous and holy and all that stuff. Because this is part of my praise list. I put it on my private praise list. And my wife, Fran, walked into my office one day and she had a question. And she says, is there a reason that the Lord says in Revelation 22:11, unjust and then filthy and then righteous and then holy? And then as we were talking, we both started figuring it out between us. It just started coming. Both of us got lit up. It was just, we were in the kitchen, if you remember, Fran, and we were talking about it. And all of a sudden you could just feel the presence on us and it excites you to, like we call it Holy Ghost bumps, but it's just, the love just boils inside your body and you just you really know he's in the room. The absolute presence of it just excites you. Like he just gave us a whopper understanding of something new kind of a thing, And, but I don't know if anybody's ever noticed this, but, it's in Revelation 22:11 that he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Jesus says that when he drops the censer. That's at the end of the investigative judgment. That's what we're going through now. Okay? And as we all know, we're in trumpet number 7. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm thinking we're in it's trumpet 7. And I think it's vial 6. Is it vial or seal 6? But anyway, he drops the censer. I'm doing a study on the seals, by the way, so I kind of lost track. He drops the censer, and that's when plague number 1 hits, the boils. And this is where, the Lord started moving between us and in regards to why does he say unjust, and then why does he say filthy when they're both sinners? Okay, well, the unjust is for the leaders, the ones who can do the laws, the unjust laws. And that's why he gave us that utterance decades ago when there's going to be many unjust laws. I never really made it click until when I saw how he said unjust, which means they're going to pass unjust laws after we see what they're doing, right? And they have been doing that for many years now. And so that unjust part is for the political leaders, kings and presidents and stuff like that, that are Now you're going to stay unjust. You're never going to change because plague once started. You can't get saved anymore. As for the filthy, that's the common man. And when the common man is filthy, that's everything from promiscuity to homosexuality to bloodthirstiness to, you know, unclean foods, whatever. You know, it's just all the sins in a big old ball of wax, right? And then the righteous and the holy, the righteous are all the Christians, all the believers from Abel, you know, Cain and Abel, well, Adam and then Abel, all the way up until the last martyred Christian. And I say martyred because they can't be holy in the prophetic sense, which means to be complete in Christ, totally able to stand without an intercessor. That's the Gideon band. And so the righteous are all the people that have died in the last 6,000 years in Christ. And then the holy are all those in the 144,000. And I thought that, and I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because that is just amazing the way he opens up his word like that. Okay, then I have another praise here. Oh, but this one's, you know, I don't want to, you know, the seven pillars and all that other stuff. I don't want to get into that one. But let me check my email again real quick here. I got one from Brother Paul. Paul, is it you the one that, let me see. I got a note from somebody. I can't remember exactly. I think it was from you. I was going to watch it today, but I'm probably going to watch it tonight because is Paul B. in the room right now? I don't know, because if you can test. We got two Pauls, a Paul S. and a Paul S., so and a Paul E. So I don't know if this is you or not. Did you send me the book Geocentricity? You know, with the DVDs in regards to how they have scientific proof now, but you're not going to hear this in the mainstream in any way, shape, or form. But did you send me that book? Because I've kind of known this for you. I think that's why you sent it, because I was talking about this, how planet Earth, and I want to praise the Lord for this, that planet Earth is in the center of the universe, because and that makes sense, because at the end of the 1,000 years, planet Earth is where the throne of our Father and the city of New Jerusalem is going to be on this planet, and this is going to be our main home for eternity, including any other houses that we may want to build anywhere else on the world. Because now there's no more oceans, just rivers, lakes, and streams. And so there's a lot more land, because 75% of this planet right now is covered in water. Think about that. We're going to have a lot of space to put anything we want. My first thing is going to be, you know, of course, building a log cabin out of living trees. And I know you can do that because there's a bridge in some African area that goes from over a big chasm, and the tree is cared for by a certain family, and all the tree's roots they made into another tree on the other side of the chasm, they connected them, the roots, and the roots are the bridge, and it's alive, and so they keep on caring for the roots so they don't die. So I don't know if Paul heard me, so I don't know, I guess not. Okay, let me read this here from Brother Paul. He says, Sabbath blessings to you and the church family. Last year, I had made a promise to God if I achieved a certain long-term goal at my job that I would resign. In March this year, I achieved that goal. Instead of resigning, I stayed a bit longer and things began to go south after that. Troubles seemed to be lining up at my door. When this started happening, I remembered, or rather, he reminded me, amen, of the promise I had made, and I couldn't run from it. I eventually gave my notice at the end of May. Shortly after I resigned, the company began asking people to come in on the Sabbath for special trainings and eventually to report for half-day work on the Sabbath every now and then. That was nearly 4 months ago, and since then, despite not having consistent income, God has provided for my every need and even more. He has been good despite my struggles and shortcomings. I really can't fully put it into words. When I resigned, I had no idea how I would survive, but I had faith he would take care of me, and he did. Just 2 weeks ago, I started a new job that doesn't require me to work on Sabbath, and I couldn't be more grateful to God for this new opportunity. And then he says, God is good in the valley, in the hill, in the storm, in the summer, in the desert, in the garden, when we have and when we don't have. He is good all the same. Wow, that's good. That's a bumper sticker. Seriously, that's something you want to put out there and let people read that. Okay, then he ends it with Psalm 145, verse 9, says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And then he says, God bless and Sabbath blessings once more, Brother Paul B. So amen, my brother. But yeah, I'm definitely very interested in this book. If it was him that sent it to me, I don't know if he's able to hear or if he's able to text in the text yet. But because this is a wealth of information, but I have been backburnering it for so long, it's because I've been so busy. But now I'm kind of getting caught up thanks to my six or seven brothers that have stepped up to help the last few months. I can actually start doing some additional research. And add another thing I want to praise the Lord about too. In my regular studies, like I do every morning, as you all know, I have also started a verse-by-verse, symbol-by-symbol study of the Song of Solomon, Chapter 4, and I'm almost done with the first phase. So, no, I'm not putting it online yet. What I did now for the first phase of going through there is like what I did with Revelation, because I went, well, actually, with the book of Revelation, I not only went verse-by-verse, I went symbol-by-symbol. That took years, but I'm back in that one, too. So if he gives me any more utterance or understanding, I'm adding to it. So the Revelation study page on the website is going to be larger, even though it's 375 pages now if you print it out, because of all the stuff that the symbols mean. But there's additional information he's opening up now too, and as well as the Song of Solomon, Chapter 4. And why that? That's Christ describing you and me, his bride. And so what I'm doing is I'm going verse by verse. I already did that. Now I'm going symbol by symbol, and I'm on verse 14. I think there's only 16 verses. So I'm almost done with that. And then I'm going to go and go prophetic symbol by prophetic symbol. I've already kind of started that because that just kind of happens. Because when I say, oh, that's this, you know, and I start reading in my notes. And so that's there. And then after that, I want to put every Bible verse that backs up everything I just said in there. And then it'll be a page on the website. If I ended up doing a study on it on the church family, it would have to be a couple months long, many parts, because it's in depth about how much he expects from us and about how much we can do because he helps us. It's just amazing, you know, the way he does that. And so it's not going to be an issue for any of us to be able to do that for him, to love him like that. So praise his mighty name. Okay. And then I got a praise from. Okay, let me just, because I know this person's name. I've seen it before, but I got to look it up real quick to see if it's a man or a woman. So, sorry. It's Mr. Okay, it's a man. Okay. Yeah, sometimes I got to have a database list like that because there's so many people in all these different countries. Some of these, like this guy's first name is Sudharsan. Sudharsan. I'm not going to say his last name because I like to keep that kind of private. But anyway, he says, Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I want to pray to love. I'm sorry about the noise on the outside here. And that wind is really kicking up again. So I hope we're able to stay online here. Because I noticed the text chat is still getting laggy. No one's responding in there. Hopefully there's people in there. But we're good on WTPR, but every now and then I just saw four people fell out of WTPR. Ooh, that was a big one. You guys hear that? Can you hear that? Sounds like the wind shifted. Okay. And so he says, I want to praise the Lord for his truth and grace in helping me to love and express his character. Some time ago, the tenant in my house delayed paying the rent. For 2 months, he did the same. He didn't even ask for to leave this earth anyway. Then why would we upset him with such words, and with what face could we visit him with the words of gospel? So let's leave this matter unto our Lord in prayer. So instantly I said to my mom not to speak to him, the tenant, on this thing, but pray on this. And we prayed to our Lord. Praise the Lord, the next day the tenant paid his rent. See, that's how Christians, you know, are blessed, and that's how our God responds to our prayers, my brothers and sisters. You could have very easily just say, hey, you know, hit the road, dude, you're out of here, you know, but, you know, you don't want to do that because maybe he's going through something. And the way he mentions how we're going to have to deal with this soon because we can't buy and sell soon. So we might lose our homes, our cars, all of, well, we know you're going to lose all of that, actually. So anyway, so he says, praise the Lord, the next day the tenant paid his rent. In that day, our Lord made me look into the below words that was posted in the Telegram group that matched and gave me the understanding with what he made me to realize the previous day. Hold on, I got to close my door. Okay. Yeah. I guess somebody had to go outside, I guess, and when you do that, all that noise from that wind and all that, I can't concentrate. And this is what it was. I'm going to put this in the text chat. It's from Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3, page 283, paragraph 2. I'm going to put this in the room. I haven't read it yet, I can't wait. Oh. Sister Mindy just sent me a praise or a list of praises. And so, okay, I'll share that in a minute. Let me go back to global. There you go. No mobile homes in heaven. Okay, so it says, this is from Spirit of Prophecy again, Volume 3. Volume 3, page 283, paragraph 2 says, and who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. This was the effect of the pouring of the, out of the Spirit of God upon the believers. It made them of one heart and soul. They had one common interest, the success of the mission entrusted to them, their love for their brethren, and the cause which they had espoused was far greater than their love for money and possessions. They acted out their faith, and by their works testified that they accounted the souls of men of far greater value than any earthly heritage. And then Brother Sudharsan ends it by saying, praise the Lord for his guidance. And I echo that, my brother. That is an amazing testimony, too. All of these are amazing. Praise his mighty name. Let me just check the email one more time. I got a praise from Sister Daughter Mandy. And she says, and that's right, Sister Daughter. It's just like if you also read in Song of Solomon, chapter 4, where the Lord calls the bride his sister. It's in the same context of my wife is my wife and my sister in Christ. So, yeah, and Mandy, thank you for sending it because the private message from my sister daughter I never got. Is she still in here? Yeah, she's still, she could be. I don't know because the text chat's kind of, it's really crazy bad windy. And the only reason it affects us because we don't use regular internet like everybody else. We can't. We're out in the middle. We're on a farm. Well, we're not farmers, but we're in farmland. And that's why we get the heavy wind because it's like living on a lake. There's no trees blocking that wind. And so I have to have wireless internet because for me to have servers here, AT&T just won't do it. They actually said, well, if you want, we'll do it, but you got to give us $80,000 to get it to your house. Forget that noise. And so we just went with wireless. And when it's windy like this, that dish wiggles. And sometimes it'll knock the tower down. And it might not knock mine down. It'll knock one down a couple counties away, which feeds mine because it's all line of sight. Mine's only 2.5 miles from me. It's in the center of the small town, very, very small town near here. And anyway, but one on my house is steady as a rock because it's a tiny dish. But the one over there, it's huge. And it's going to wobble. And so that's why we're very choppy every now and then when it's bad like this. Anyway, she says, I have unspoken praises, and I want to praise the Lord for keeping me safe in my travels the other day. I had to drive a little over an hour away. Somebody's got their mic on turbo. Usually I have anxiety when I drive there alone because of the winding roads, cliffs, and crazy drivers. My husband called me to tell me to be careful because it was raining where he was, and he could see a snowstorm as you go higher in the elevation. Plus, I had my cat with me, and he likes to meow every 2 seconds. Yeah, annoying cat. Yeah, yeah. We have your other cat here, by the way. Yes, she knows. You know, Daughters was her original cat. Yeah, so we got Daughters. And then she goes on. She says, I prayed and knew I was going to be okay. My drive was very nice. My cat was calmer than normal. I didn't have any rain or snow, and I felt perfect peace driving the entire time. It was a nice feeling. Amen. The Lord Jesus, you know, the Holy Spirit that he sent is, yeah, it's a heavenly hug, I like to call him. So when I got to where I needed to be, the snowstorm came, and it was bad with zero visibility. So I wanted to thank God for keeping his promises and keeping me safe. Amen. And then she says, have a blessed day, Mandy. And then she closes with Psalm 119:105 that says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So amen. Amen and amen. So let me check my email one more time here. Well, I got Sister Mindy. She sent me, but I got more than one email address I got to check here. Okay, I thought this was Brother Matthew. This is a guy from, well, I'm going to have to find out. It looks like Uganda or Kenya or something like that. He emailed me a couple times today, so he looks like it's something important, so I got to get back to him later. But Sister Mindy, there it is. Okay, and this is from Sister Mindy. I'm in the H in the room, because I guess this is one of the reasons people couldn't get in using their own names. When you try to get in with all the wind, the server was down for a split second, let's say, and you hit enter, and yeah, it's not going to work. And so you just try it again later. Yeah, you keep trying, you know, kind of a thing. Anyway, she says, here are my praises. At work, they asked everyone to participate in a Halloween costume contest in which all the employees would be in a group costume and some corporate managers would be coming to our Goodwill store to do a video, to video us and post it on Facebook Live. I dreaded that day and didn't want to do anything to do with it. So I prayed for the Lord to give me courage to explain to the managers I would not be participating. Well, the day they were supposed to come to our store, for some reason, they had to postpone coming until the next day, which was my day off. So I didn't have to be around it. I mean, I just love this stuff. What about you guys? This stuff is the way he's doing this. I mean, he's showing us how his hand is moving among us. And in the coming days, remember this stuff, brothers and sisters. Now, some people might think it's piddly and this and that, but no. Even the little prayers are whoppers because it shows he hears us, he cares about us, even when it comes to these what we would call little prayers. You know, little situations, because in the coming days, yeah, we're going to need him to be there for us. And he said, lo, I'll be with you all the way to the end of the world, right? And so anyway, she goes on to say to praise the Lord. She says, my second praise is I would like to share is as I have been dog sitting for a coworker that is currently homeless and living with another coworker of mine until she finds an apartment. Bella is a cute young black lab. But her and her female Doberman, which is named Angel, do not get along at all. So we have been having to keep them apart. The other day, Angel got loose, and her and Bella started attacking each other. Then Angel got hold of Bella under her ear and would not let her go. So my husband had to do all he could to pry her jaws open to let go of Bella. Angel has jaws of steel, obviously. So, praise the Lord, he was able to get her jaws open, and it was a miracle. Neither of the dogs had any blood or marks on them. They did not get hurt at all. And praise the Lord, my husband was home at the time. Otherwise, it would not have been good because I would not have been able to get them loose from each other. God is good. And that's true. years ago when we lived outside of Illinois, outside of a small town in Illinois, we had a dog that was a Shepherd Rottweiler mix, mostly Rottweiler, and then Spud, the other dog, was a mix but mostly Pitbull. Both extremely friendly dogs, and the only reason we had the Pitbull type dog is because his mother got killed by a car, and so the owners of the puppies brought them to us because they knew we weaned animals, and so he says, you can keep one of them if you want. And so we kept, you know, Spud. Called him Spud because when he was a little puppy, he looked like a potato, little tiny thing. But Spud was a fighter, and especially if there was a female around, and that female was the other dog we had, was Macy. And I couldn't get them apart. I hit him with the hickory, you know, as I first yelled up, you know, like, come up there with my alpha male attitude, and they usually all scurry, right? But, you know, the blood was in the air. Macy was nearby, you know, with her endorphins all over the place, right? And so the dogs were in a rage, and me yelling wasn't going to work. So I got a hickory, a real thin piece of like a whip, and I smacked them both. Didn't affect them in the least. Not even a yelp, nothing. And then I got in my pickup truck and bumped them. I wasn't going to run over the dogs, trust me. I just bumped them. That didn't affect them. Went out there with a garden hose. That, nothing. So just, and I want to praise the Lord that we are able to keep the kids away, because you never know. Like with cats, you don't want to be around cats when they're fighting, because they'll run up and down your body. You'll get all sliced up. So we always feared that when we were little kids, because there were a lot of cat fights in the neighborhood when we were growing up. As a matter of fact, one of them died in my crawl space. And my dad made me go down and drag that carcass out, and it wasn't easy. But next day, the dogs were, you know, cut up pretty bad, and both their faces were twice their normal size because they had both bit each other in the face and wouldn't let go, and holding on tight and pulling and yanking and, you know, and just tugging. And so they ripped muscles and stuff up, and their faces got all deformed for about a week or two. And but then from that day on, we just, like Sister Mindy has to do, keep them little guys separate. Keep them separate. All right. Okay, now let me check my email once more. I'll check them all. Okay, you ain't got any more. And I don't have any more PMs, and the reason is, like, somebody, you guys could have been PMing me for all I know, but the PMs, I guess, rely heavily on a good solid connection, and if my dish is wobbling, or their dish is wobbling, it's not going to happen. So I guess we can probably end it here, and then we'll go directly, because we already prayed, and we'll go directly into Steps to Christ after this, but I kind of like to have a little bit of music. And but I want to praise the Lord, first of all, for all these praises again. Like, it's almost 3 o'clock, so it went pretty long. All right, and let me just see. I got some dreams, but I'm not going to share those. Business cards. I discern someone. Oh, here, I want to praise the Lord on this one here. This happened on October 6, 2022, so it was last month. Yeah, so I didn't share it the previous month because October 6th was after testimony, I think. So anyway, this is what I got in here. Oh, I think Brother Tim just sent a praise, and so I'm going to be checking. Let me get my phone over here and off the charger since it's already charged. Let me read his real quick first. Otherwise, you know, I might forget if this is in fact a praise. Oh, yes, it is. He goes, Sabbath blessings. This is Brother Tim from, you know, a couple of states away. He says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would love to praise God for 13 years of being sober and 4.5 months of being free from cigarettes. I couldn't have done it without the Father. And then he says, don't forget about me. Bro, not happening. Yeah. Can't forget about my brothers and my sisters. Okay, so this praise I put in here on October 6th. Now, I've been doing this for a while because every time a UPS guy comes, yeah, he's getting a track. Deal with it, dude. Or do that. you know, because, you know, we get all sorts of, you know, like from FedEx or UPS or whatever, or even the mail lady, if she walks up the steps, I give her a little track. And anyway, I went for my usual walk, but I forgot to take my business card tracks, because those I can carry with me everywhere. I got a little, like, you know, like I used to carry business cards everywhere I went before, because I used to have my own business, and I always used sales, and so I always had business cards. And so I made my very first business card track many, many years ago. And I also want to praise the Lord about that, too, because we've been mocked on this, where some have stated, oh, they put out 800,000 tracks all over the USA. And because we were praising the Lord that, like, right now, if we get one more person to ask for the Religious Laws Are Coming book just through the website, I'm not talking about my brothers and sisters out there that are handing these things out and mailing them to loved ones that ask for them, but the RLAC book, on just from the website alone, is at 899 people that have literally got the book in their hands. But we were mocked when these people heard about this and said on a video, and they made fun of us as, oh, 809, or like at that time, I think it was like 800. But what they didn't say was, out of the 800,000 that they put out, not one person responded. Not one person ever contacted us, except for a few people that were angry. And so I want to praise the Lord for that too, because His hand is upon His people. And we may not have put out 800,000 tracks or nothing like that, but we hand them to people. And but what's really nice about the RLAC books is people are asking us to hand them to them. There's a big difference. To get 895 people to respond, now I think one person did respond well in those tracks out of the 800,000. But think about that. You would have to have, like, 100 million to get 899 people to respond. So, but that just shows, I want to let everybody know about that, because I remember people saying this and how it bothered them to hear that mockery. Our Lord knows, you know, we don't have to worry about when people mock us. It's okay. Our Lord knows we're doing the best we can, and we're working for Him. Hold on, I fell out of the text chat. Let me get back in here real quick. Loading the... I have the tracks right by the door, so when I walk out, I grab a track, walk out, hand it to him. I'm going to send someone that needs this track, right? And so I thought, well, I better go back in the house. So I had to walk all, because I already went up to the creek. So I had to turn around and walk back all the way from the creek and then all the way up my long driveway, and then go in the house, get the tracks, come back out, and go for that walk over to the creek again, turn around and walk towards the stop sign so I get my mile and a half or whatever. I try to get at least a mile and a half, two miles a day. And after about 10 minutes, a farm worker in a grain semi drove by. I don't know if I shared this. I don't think I shared this before. I still can't get in the text chat, so let me hit refresh on it again. Still says loading. We waved like we usually do. You know, like when I see these guys, I'm always waving, and they're always waving back. Everybody out here waves. It's just what you do. But then he suddenly stopped. Because he drove past me, and I wasn't going to stop, you know, say, hey, stop, pull over. I got something for you. I'm not going to, you know, disrupt these guys' days, right? But about 50 feet from the stop sign that I was headed to. And I could barely just turn around and walked away and said, okay, you know, I don't want to deal with it, you know, whatever. Like, if he wants to talk to me about something, or, you know, I wanted to go talk to him. So he stopped. I knew then. He was the one that needed the track about the second coming. It's this favorite track. I can't remember who made this. One of my brothers in the faith made this, where on one side of the track, it talks about and shows the verses that talks about what happens at the second coming of Jesus Christ. And on the other side of the track, it shows the Bible verses and how what happens at the fake second coming of Satan, who acts like he's Jesus Christ right before Jesus gets here. That's his overwhelmingly last hurrah. Oh, just popped into the chat room. Praise God. I just got in. Okay. And so I continued walking to see him face to face. He told me, he says, he told me he passed by the land and he was supposed to work and he had to back up. So he had to back up. So I guess he was going to ask me, do you mind if I use your driveway kind of thing? But that's a good quarter mile just to back up. And so I told him, I says, why back up all that way? Just go forward another 50 feet and pull out onto that road and then back up there for what, like 50, 75 feet and then come back up the road. But that was just my foot in the door. And then I gave him, because that gave me time as I was talking to pull the tracks out of my pocket and fiddle through them and find the one I want to give them. And then I said, I handed him the track and I says, it's going to happen soon. It's going to happen in our lifetime. And we're both about the same age. He even had a big old beard like mine, but you know, it was amazing, you know. And so I told him, you know, this is going to happen very soon. And I gave him the track and he said, yeah, I know. And I'm getting ready. And I said, well, good to hear that, brother. And when I went back to walking, so he turned around and as he in around me and he took his time turning around. So he gave me a chance to walk all the way back to my house, which was real nice of him. But as soon as I got to the house, as he was passing by, he gave me two long blasts on the air phone, on the air horn, you know, like, you know, those trucks. When I was a kid, I used to love that. I'd see a truck, I'd start pulling on my arm, a little kid, and they'd always throw out a horn. Or if I was over at my cousin's house, and I would yell, chalk, chalk, to the guys in the trains, because he had a train tracks right behind his house. If you yelled chalk, they would throw chalk into your backyard for you. And it was chalk was about as, marking things on the containers, like on the rail cars. And you can buy those today now. Big, huge pieces of chalk about the size of a cucumber. It's just, and he'd throw them. And it was always just white or yellow, and that was it. But now you get all the different colors. But I thought that was so nice, you know, of that that trucker to do that, you know. And so let me just see if I got another one. That's a dream. There's a dream. There's a dream. There's a dream. There's dreams. Sabbath dreams. Treadmill. Oh, I already shared that. That's from that was from September, so I shared that already. So I wanted to praise the Lord. Let me just check. I don't have. Oh, I got no Eli still there. Wow. All right. And so I think that's it. So let me just check my email one last time. Come on, mouse, get over there. And it's not. Checking my last email server. Hold on. Let me check and see which one's stalling. Oh, well, that one doesn't matter because no one knows that email address. So, yeah, I ain't got any more emails. And so if we can get some music, and we'll go right into Steps to Christ. Dropping the mic.
I love the truth that you represent to everything. Uh-huh. You are the truth that you represent to everything. Uh-huh. You are the truth that you represent to everything. The truth that you represent to everything. I love you. Thank you.